From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama is crisscrossing the country trying to find the same spark that energized his presidential campaign 2 years ago for the critical November congressional elections. Speaking at Ohio State University on Sunday, the president implored young people to get out and vote November 2nd.
Ohio, it is up. It is up to you to tell them we do not want what they are selling. We've been there before and we are not going back.
Many people who voted for Mr. Obama in 2008 were demanding change after 8 years of the George W. Bush administration. But new polls indicate many of those same voters are unlikely to hold back a growing Tea Party and Republican momentum this year. In the Illinois governor's race, things are heating up between Democratic incumbent Pat Quinn and his Republican challenger, Bill Brady. Quinn called Brady a walking conflict of interest on Sunday night. Brady accused Quinn of lying and says Quinn loves to attack people because he has no plan of his own to fix Illinois' problems. The French government says it has received a warning from Saudi intelligence services about new terror threats against Europe, France in particular. We get details from Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
French Interior Minister Brice Hortefeux said there were new warnings from Saudi Arabia about a potential attack in Europe. Hortefeux spoke in a radio interview Sunday. He was responding to critics who say the government has overreacted in issuing warnings about possible terrorist threats.
Il y a quelques heures, quelques jours à peine.
Only a few hours ago, said Hortefeux, we had a new message from Saudi intelligence services telling us that Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula was targeting the continent and especially France. Hortefeux also said the government was not overestimating the threat, but it wasn't underestimating it either. It is real, he said. France has been on high terrorist alert since September. Police have closed down the Eiffel Tower twice when someone called in a suspect package. Both calls turned out to be hoaxes. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Cablevision and parent company of Fox have ended negotiations without resolving a rate dispute, NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
The battle is over how much Cablevision will pay to carry Fox's programming, and the cable company says Fox is trying to charge $80 million more a year to carry 12 Fox channels. Fox's channels aren't being seen on Cablevision while negotiations continue. Sports fans have been venting their displeasure on Facebook, some urging friends to sign up for satellite TV or threatening to pay their cable bills late. A Fox spokesman says the parties have agreed to resume talks Monday, but that they're still far apart. Cablevision, on its website, accuses News Corp of corporate greed. Cablevision has had other fee disputes this year, including one with ABC that caused subscribers to miss part of the Oscars in the spring. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
Heavy rain and strong winds have the northern Philippines cutting off visibility and felling trees as Typhoon Megi bears down on the area. The storm is packing 140-mile winds. This is NPR. A published report says the U.S. is asking Beijing to do more to stop Chinese companies from sharing expertise with Iran in its efforts to develop nuclear weapons and more powerful missiles. A Washington Post article in today's edition says the Obama administration believes several Chinese companies are violating U.N. sanctions against Iran. An anonymous American official reportedly gave Chinese officials a list of suspected companies involved with Iran. A Canadian was among six people that were canonized by Pope Benedict on Sunday at the Vatican. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, Brother Andre is the first 20th century saint born in Canada.
During the ceremony in St. Peter's Square, Pope Benedict noted that Brother Andre was poorly educated but understood what was essential to his faith, showing boundless charity and doing everything possible to ease the despair of people who confided in him. Brother Andre Bessette is credited with healing thousands of sick people. The campaign to make him a saint began more than 30 years ago. He was declared blessed in 1982 after a case of healing in 1956 was officially recognized by the Vatican as a miracle. In Montreal, thousands of people crowded around a large screen television at St. Joseph's Oratory, which Brother Andre had founded in 1904, to watch the ceremonies. The hallway is decorated with hundreds of votive candles and the crutches cast off by those who believe they were healed by the man who is now Saint Andre. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Japanese electronics maker Hitachi says it's teaming up with an American battery maker to develop batteries for green vehicles. Hitachi and Milwaukee-based Johnson Controls say they signed a deal last month to make lithium-ion batteries for electric automobiles. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.